Just William, written by Rich McCrompton and read by Martin Jarvis.
Chapter 1. William goes to the pictures. It all began with William's aunt, who was in a good temper that morning and gave him a shilling for posting a letter for her and carrying her parcels from the grocer's. "Buy some sweets or go to the pictures," she said carelessly as she gave it to him. William walked slowly down the road, gazing thoughtfully at the coin. After deep calculations, based on the fact that a shilling is the equivalent of 2 sixpences, he came to the conclusion that both luxuries could be indulged in. In the matter of sweets, William frankly upheld the superiority of quantity over quality. Moreover, he knew every sweet shop within a 2 miles radius of his home whose proprietor added an extra sweet after the scale had descended, and he patronized these shops exclusively. With solemn face and eager eye, he always watched the process of weighing, and stingy shops were known and banned by him. He wandered now to his favourite confectioner, and stood outside the window for 5 minutes, torn between the rival attractions of gooseberry eyes and marble balls. Both were sold at 4 ounces for 2d. William never purchased more expensive luxuries. At last his frowning brow relaxed, and he entered the shop.
6 penneth of gooseberry eyes, he said, with a slightly self-conscious air. The extent of his purchases rarely exceeded 1d.
"Hello," said the shopkeeper, in amused surprise.
"Got a bit of money this morning,"
explained William carelessly, with the air of a Rothschild. He watched the weighing of the emerald-green dainties with silent intensity, saw with satisfaction the extra one added after the scale had fallen, received the precious paper bag, and, putting 2 sweets into his mouth, walked out of the shop. Sucking slowly, he walked down the road towards the picture palace. William was not in the habit of frequenting picture palaces. He'd only been there once before in his life. It was a thrilling program. First came the story of desperate crooks who, on coming out of any building, glanced cautiously up and down the street in huddled, crouching attitudes, then crept ostentatiously on their way in a manner guaranteed to attract attention and suspicion at any place and time. The plot was involved. They were pursued by police, they leapt onto a moving train, and then, for no accountable reason, leapt from that onto a moving motor car, and from that they plunged into a moving river. It was thrilling, and William thrilled. Sitting quite motionless, he watched with wide, fascinated eyes, though his jaws never ceased their rotatory movement, and every now and then his hand would go mechanically to the paper bag on his knees and convey a gooseberry eye to his mouth. The next play was a simple country love story, in which figured a simple country maiden wooed by the squire, who was marked out as the villain by his mustachios. After many adventures, the simple country maiden was won by a simple country son of the soil, in picturesque rustic attire, whose emotions were faithfully portrayed by gestures that must have required much gymnastic skill. The villain was finally shown languishing in a prison cell, still indulging in frequent eyebrow play. Next came another love story, this time of a noble-hearted couple consumed with mutual passion, and kept apart not only by a series of misunderstandings possible only in a picture play, but also by maidenly pride and reserve on the part of the heroine, and manly pride and reserve on the part of the hero, that forced them to hide their ardour beneath a cold and haughty exterior. The heroine's brother moved through the story like a good fairy, tender and protective towards his orphan sister, and ultimately explained to each the burning passion of the other. It was moving and touching, and William was moved and touched. The next was a comedy. It began by a solitary workman engaged upon the repainting of a door, and ended with a miscellaneous crowd of people, all covered with paint, falling downstairs on top of one another. It was amusing. William was riotously and loudly amused.